You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Thank you, Buttons. Appreciate it. Welcome into the Gym Class here in KGYM. It is a Friday edition, the pregame edition, if you will, for Iowa and Minnesota coming up in about 3 hours from right now up at TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Lots of Iowa-Minnesota talk on the program here today as we'll get your thoughts about the game, who you think is going to come out on top. Floyd Rosedale on the line this evening. We'll get you updated on state football at the Uni Dome, the Masters going on in Augusta, how Zach is sitting for the weekend. Lots to discuss on the program here today. Scott Udash with you from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side, and Buttons on the other side of the glass here today, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll have more getting you ready for Iowa and Minnesota coming up, and that will be from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. And lots to get to on the program here today. Thank you very much for joining us, 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM mobile app, stream, and smart speaker as well. Happy Friday to you, Mark.
You as well, guys, and everyone out there. You had a late night last night, you and Mr. Haggerty.
Late night last night. Could have been worse, actually. Very thankful that Harlan got the 35-point quick clock going in the second half in their game against Boynola Rock Valley. still was a very early morning, though. Got home, I think, 12:30-ish or so yesterday morning from Cedar Falls. But great game last night. Congratulations to North Scott as they move on to their first ever championship appearance. Xavier sees their unbeaten season come to an end, and they will end the season at 10-1. An overtime victory for the North Scott Lancers last night. We knew it was going to be a defensive-minded game, and we got everything that we thought we would get.
Yeah, it was a good listen last night from you guys, and Xavier really kind of shot itself in the foot a couple times. First drive of the game, I think.
Yep.
Or at least Xavier's first drive, fumbled inside the 5 or 10 yard line of North Scott, and it was kind of a struggle from there. But to Xavier's credit, down 10-0, came back and tied the game and sent it to overtime. Just couldn't pull it out. But another terrific season for Dwayne Schulte's crew.
Indeed, and I don't think it's going to stop coming either. But yeah, a good year, and North Scott will move on to take on Harlan. We had games earlier on today at the Uni Dome, Class A, game you heard here on 106.3 FM with Miles and Gary. Iowa City Regina is moving on to the Class A championship game as Regina knocked off St. Ansgar today by a score of 49-28. Ashton Cook with a good day. Theo Coley with a good day as well on the ground for the Regals, and they move on. They will take on Grundy Center. I know it wasn't quite finished when I came up the hill, Mark, but I would Grundy Center had a very sizable lead in that game, so I would imagine they did not give that up in the last 5 minutes unless there was some sort of football miracle. But the game everyone was anticipating from the very start in Class A this season is going to materialize in the championship, as it'll be unbeaten Grundy Center taking on once beaten Iowa City Regina. And remember, that once beaten was by a 4A semifinalist that is playing in about an hour in Pleasant Valley.
Yes, indeed. And yeah, that Grundy Center game has gone final. Handy victory over Council Bluffs St. Albert. And really interesting, Marv Cook, of course, the head coach of Iowa City Regina. Previously, one of his sons and daughters have won state championships, and now the youngest sibling has a chance to win a state championship. I doubt many families in the state of Iowa have had three siblings win state championships.
There have been a few.
Yeah, there have been a few.
There have been a few. The name Breitbach comes to mind.
Schulte's?
Schulte's? Well, wait a minute. I don't know if all three of them have won, but
no, but Daddy did.
correct. That is correct. Yeah. Did not think about that one. So that counts, right?
Family members then.
Family members. That is counting. But yeah, they'll get the 4A's underway coming up. Pleasant Valley will be in action. And it'll be Pleasant Valley taking on, I believe, Southeast Polk. And then Ankeny and Dowling will go at it. And that will be in the nightcap coming up tonight. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is our phone number as well if you'd like to weigh in at 319-366-1600. Sad passing today, especially for Packer fans. And I think NFL fans and really college football fans of the like, Mark. But we knew he wasn't in good health. And the Green Bay Packers announcing earlier today the passing of the golden boy, Paul Hornung.
Yes, age 84, and he was suffering from dementia, and he has passed. He was a very colorful player, no question about it, for the Green Bay Packers, and of course the Heisman Trophy winner at Notre Dame, the only one to represent a team with a losing record. Notre Dame was 2-8 that year when Hornung won the Heisman Trophy. That's how terrific a player he was, and not only very good running back, but played defense, punted, did a lot of everything. And then in Green Bay teamed with Jim Taylor in that backfield, and Bart Starr, of course, won 4 NFL titles. He didn't play in that first Super Bowl. He had a neck injury, which was unfortunate, but considered a member of that Super Bowl championship team, that very first one. Kind of a checkered career. He's kicked out of the NFL for part of the 1963 season. He and former Iowa Hawkeye Alex Karras suspended because of gambling and associating with shady characters. And Hornung promised to, you know, not go down that road anymore, was reinstated, and ended up in the Hall of Fame. So that was those were terrific Green Bay team. There's no question about it. And Hornung was a big part of it.
Yeah, he was. Remembrances of Paul Hornung. If you have one out there, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As the world of football certainly grieving. And another postponement I did see in the Pac-12, the second consecutive week that the Cal Golden Bears are not going to be playing football, as their game this week has been canceled as well. So I got to imagine this has been the most canceled games in a college football week. And obviously we've got everybody playing now, so there are more possibilities as far as games to be canceled are concerned. But I think we have set a record we'd like to set, certainly this weekend.
No, that's for sure. I know Utah's having issues in its program, and I think the number of postponements or cancellations are up to around the 60 mark this college football season. But some teams and some schools are doing okay, apparently. And two of those are Iowa and Minnesota.
Yep, and they are going to get together coming up. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a little bit. It is 13 past 3. Let's check in on what's happening at Augusta National Golf Club here as the Masters underway, round number two. In fact, round number two has about an hour remaining in it, and there will be people out on the golf course again. They did make up some time today with beautiful sunny skies. Tougher pins today, but still really no wind, and scores not quite as low as yesterday, but still very, very good. Got a four-way tie for the lead right now, Mark. You've got Abraham Answer from Mexico. You've got Aussie Cameron Smith and a couple pretty known, well-known Americans in Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas.
Indeed, and Patrick Cantlay and Sungjae Im, one back at -8, four players at -7, including Danny Willett, former Masters champion who kind of fell by the wayside after he won it, but he is at -7 along with Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, and Paul Casey. And then on down the list, Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson, the 2007 Masters champion, is going to have a very nervous night, Scott. He finished today 1 under par 71. He's even for the tournament. Currently, that is tied for 48th. The low 50 in ties will make the weekend, and there's plenty of players out there who have an opportunity to get to minus one and push those even pars below the cut line. So it's going to be, Zach's not going to know until tomorrow morning when that second round is complete whether he's going to play the weekend.
Yeah, he's not going to know. You've got guys like Henrik Stenson, Kevin Kistner, Jimmy Walker out there, Charles Schwartzel, Gary Woodland, who are all just in the midst of their round, middle of their round or whatnot, and how they do will depend on the cut line, if it will stay at even or if it's going to go up a little bit. And it'll be interesting, that's for sure, to see exactly what happened. I think it's going to stay at even, though. You're going to have to move eight guys up, or a combination of eight guys up, eight guys down, whatever the case may be. I'm going to go, if I'm a betting man, I'm putting, I'm putting 67% chance at least Zach's going to play the weekend.
Yeah, that would be his 10th cut made out of 16 tries, and that's a pretty good accomplishment. Tiger Woods, how's he doing? He's even par through his first five holes of the second round. Of course, he will not finish the second round today. He is four under par, tied for 22nd. Not so good for Bryson DeChambeau, the betting favorite, along with Dustin Johnson, as we enter this tournament. DeChambeau suffered a triple bogey and is plus four through seven holes of his second round. Currently stands at plus two for the tournament, but a lot of holes left for him to try to get back to even or better.
He made a mess of three.
Yes.
And now he lost a ball. We've all been there. The ball was actually not out of play. It was in the deep rough over to the left of number three. It's a short par four, but a dangerous par four that he was trying to drive, and they could not find the ball. Had to take that long, well, it's usually a walk, but he got to ride back to the tee. He was hitting three off the tee, put it almost in the same exact spot. They found this one, and then proceeded to hit a wedge way over the green, did a little ante over there, and ended up with the triple bogey seven on that hole, and just missed an eagle putt. Tiger just made about a five-footer for par on number six. Not quite as sharp today as he was yesterday, but a lot of holes remaining. But right now, five shots behind Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas had the up and down round. He made some bogeys on very birdieable holes today as well. Lost a ball on number 13 and suffered a bogey on that pretty easy par five out there. Had another double, I think, but a lot of birdies for Justin Thomas. Same thing with Dustin Johnson today, too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Just now, DeChambeau made a birdie at the eighth hole, so he's righted the ship, at least for in the short term. I expected some lower scores today. There were many yesterday, of course. 7-under was the 18-hole lead. And as we mentioned, 9-under par right now holds that lead.
Yep. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you. We're going to talk Iowa and Minnesota and preview that game coming up here in just a little bit as we look ahead to what's going to happen tonight in Minneapolis between the Hawkeyes and the Gophers of Minnesota. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll dive into that game and get your thoughts about it as well. We'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Bergen KDV is excited to support the community through the ICR Strength Partnership. The business, financial, and technology solutions offered by the local teams go beyond technical expertise so that your business can grow, thrive, and scale into the future. Experience a true partnership from the ground floor to the boardroom. Bergen KDV. It's not a service, it's a feeling. Learn more at bergenkdv.com.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season?
If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics, add getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
FilmScene's been a Midwest One Bank customer since we were founded, almost 9 years ago now.
We're talking with Andrew Sherburn from FilmScene Theater about Midwest One Bank.
This is a bank that cares about their community. Midwest One Bank is absolutely a partner in our business. We work with their loan department when we had to expand.
From loans to checking, business credit cards to treasury management and more, trust Midwest One Bank with all your business banking.
Midwest One Bank really is simply better banking.
Member FDIC. Loan subject to credit approval.
Just when you thought you knew everything about Tiger King,
you don't!
Get ready for Uncaged, the untold stories from the cast of Tiger King, a once-in-a-lifetime unscripted live show with those who lived through the mayhem. A night of conversation with Tiger King cast favorites, featuring Saf, John Renke, Joshua Dial, and Barbara Fisher. This Friday night, 7 p.m., the Paramount Theater. Tickets are on sale now at creventslive.com. Uncaged, the untold stories from the cast of Tiger King.
Presented by USA Entertainment.
A tattoo doesn't have to be forever. Get rid of it at Cosmetic Solutions. They have the most complete tattoo removal available in the Cedar Rapids area. The Enlightened system can even de-ink color that other systems can't. So put your tattoo in the past. Get info at CosmeticSolutionsLaser.com.
Welcome back. 3:22 Gym Class Friday on KGYM. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, we'll be followed by the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And a reminder about TB and Alex. Each Monday, it is brought to you by their show is brought to you by Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design for 40 years and counting. Randy's Flooring has been serving Eastern Iowa with locations in Cedar Rapids and Coralville. Minnesota and Iowa coming up tonight from Minneapolis. We talked to Mike Grimm earlier in the week on Tuesday and got his thoughts about this particular ball game as we get closer and closer to kickoff. 319-366-1600 is the text line. If you'd like to weigh in, we'll ask you for your score predictions coming up here in just a little bit as we have a kind of an impromptu edition of a little pregame here, Mark, as we get you ready to go for the Hawkeyes and the Gophers. Are you with me? Does this just feel weird to have? I mean, it's just doesn't feel like an Iowa-Minnesota. I don't know if that's because it's a Friday night game. Or 2020 just in general, or just everything wrapped up into one, but it's just, I'm not feeling the vibe yet.
No, it is kind of weird, but you know what? And I'm as much of a high school guy as you, you know, playing on Friday night. Of course, the regular season in high school football is well over, but I kind of like this from the standpoint of Iowa and Minnesota. If college football fans choose to tune in, have the national stage. I mean, the MAC made a brilliant move to play midweek games, I thought, because they are the only brand out there pretty much during the middle of the week. But playing on a Friday night, and we've seen it with Nebraska and Iowa on Black Friday, it's the only game going on at the time. It's not the only game tonight. Iowa and Minnesota. I think Cincinnati's in action, among others. But I kind of like this at this point.
Yeah, I I'd still rather not, but I understand. I get it. It's not nearly as bad without the regular season. You're getting into the playoffs as far as high school football is concerned. Kirk Ferentz made a statement on that, talked about it. I know when he mentioned that in the Gazette article, or that was his quote was published today as far as the Gazette is concerned. He doesn't like to see it, but he understands it. And I think right now it is okay to have it on a November. What is today? November. It's Friday the 13th, by the way. Those of you that are freaked out by that, I'm sorry I mentioned that. So strike that from the record, Buttons. It's been stricken, Buttons says. All right. Anyway, yeah, it is what it is. It's not going anywhere, and especially in 2020. With everything being moved around as far as scheduling and trying to get games in is concerned, the Big Ten Network needs programming, and you're going to have Friday night football games, although it's not on the BTN tonight.
Wiggy on the text line, 366-1600, says it's easy money with a cash bag emoji or a GIF. I'm not smart enough to know what's an emoji and what's a GIF, so it's a illustration, let's put it that way. But of course it is. I mean, of course it is. The Big Ten is a business. They're in it to make money, just like the Iowa High School Athletic Association. It's a business. It's not a money grab, for crying out loud, but it's a business, and it's a way to get some eyeballs on your product. What's wrong with that?
Cincinnati's playing tonight, as you mentioned. They will take on the Pirates of East Carolina coming up tonight. Florida Atlantic and Florida International will also play coming up tonight. So that is your lineup, but highlighted by Iowa, Minnesota, and that will be a 6 o'clock start for that game up in the Twin Cities. And, your thoughts, welcome on it at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. 6429. On the text line, Friday night college football is somewhat like Thursday night National Football League. They are trying to get people used to watching on an unusual night, but old habits can be hard to break. Tennessee wished that the NFL game wasn't played last night as they lost again. This time, Indianapolis, I hear, looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, as little as I watched of it, the Colts did look very good and the Titans did not. NFL wants to put its brand out there as much as possible. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, towards the holidays, it'll be on Saturday. So, yeah.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change. And I don't think you're ever going to see the Big Ten rivaling Maction as far as Wednesday night and Tuesday night football is concerned. But I am not putting it out of the realm of possibility, certainly.
No, this is one thing I've always been taught, not to sweat the small stuff, and this is small stuff to me. If they're going to play on a Friday night, I'm going to be watching or listening, what have you.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. All right, about this game. We talked to Mike Grimm, as I mentioned, on Tuesday. If you'd like to revisit that conversation, you can go to kgymradio.com. or listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify. And thanks to Buttons for helping us out as far as that is concerned. But what do you expect of tonight? A lot of scoring or a little bit more defense? I'm thinking this one is going to be, if you get 34 tonight, I think you're going to feel pretty good about yourself.
I think anything in the 30s, both teams with pretty darn good offenses, and we'll get into the specifics of those. But the one glaring difference, we saw Iowa's defense pretty much dominate Michigan State last week, limiting the Spartans to 7 points. This Minnesota defense has been a sieve, despite the fact that played Illinois last week. Illinois rushed for 180 yards last week against this team, and they were depleted because of the coronavirus. I mean, it's a team that's allowing 36 points per game and almost 500 yards a game. So that's the one glaring difference that I see. And unless Minnesota turns it around on that side of the ball, I think Iowa should be in decent shape.
If Iowa does not try to come out and establish the run in this game, right away, much like they did last week. Give Michigan State a little bit of a shot and try to do that tonight, especially on the road against the Golden Gophers. You're not going to be able to take a crowd out. There is no crowd or very little crowd coming up this evening, but I got to think Iowa's going to try to get Goodson out there. They're going to try to get Sargent out there and whomever is going to be carrying the football. Get that offensive line going and just try to hit Minnesota in the mouth tonight, I think, early.
Yeah, I would agree with that. On the other hand, this Minnesota offense is much better than what we saw Michigan State present last week, despite the fact Michigan State had some very speedy and shifty and talented receivers. They were never involved in the game except for a couple plays. But you got the leading rusher in the nation, Muhammad Ibrahim, who's, through three games anyway, averaging 190 yards a game. He's going to be a load. And then you've got an experienced quarterback in Tanner Morgan with Rashad Bateman out there as a receiver. One of the most dynamic receivers in the Big Ten. And they can hurt you both ways, on the ground, through the air. Much bigger challenge for the Iowa defense. We'll see how good it really is.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. David and Hudson, I believe, agrees with me. Don't even have a receiver on the field. Just go at it. Line up the three or four tight ends and just hammer. Or maybe just go to a full house backfield. You can do that. Get seven on the line, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, run it behind two big fullbacks and try to go that route. But I'm with David. I'm not so much that we're not going to have a receiver on the field for the Hawkeyes, but I think you're going to see Iowa really try to get things going, knowing that Minnesota is 114th in the NCAA in rushing defense. 240 yards a game they are allowing. Not much better as far as the pass is concerned at number 71, but Minnesota can move the football, and I think Iowa needs to get a little bit of a pass rush, contain the Gophers, especially Tanner Morgan back there, make him a little bit more of a pocket guy, and if they can do that, I feel good about Iowa's chances tonight.
I think you're going to see classic Iowa bend but not break defense, both against the rush and the pass. I don't see Iowa dominating that side or that aspect of the game. If it does, it's going to be a very easy victory for Iowa. But, those are the headlines, I think. And if Minnesota can improve on defense over the first three games, and I don't see that happening, really. But if it can prove it all on defense, it will make this a much better game. And, yeah, I think something in the 30s is going to be just fine for the winning team.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Your thoughts welcome on the text line as we talk Iowa-Minnesota, get you ready for the game. We'll get you kicked off, Todd and Alex. Then we'll take you from 4 o'clock right up till game time at 6 o'clock tonight as the Hawkeyes and the Gophers will get ready to go at it. By the way, terrific article by our friend Mike Halas today, column about Iowa, Minnesota, and Floyd Rosedale, and how that all got started, and tying it together with everything racially that happened in the Twin Cities with the George Floyd situation up there. And if you haven't read it today, do yourself a favor and go find it online at thegazette.com or just pick up a copy.
Yeah, I would agree. If you didn't know, Floyd was the first name of the Minnesota governor when the two governors got together for a bet, and Rosedale is where the Iowa pig was raised. Thus,
true.
Floyd of Rosedale. And that's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks, as always, to Steve Anderson and his team down there doing great work since 2003. Question very simple. Who will claim Floyd of Rosedale tonight, Iowa or Minnesota? You can go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com.
2015, has it been in Iowa's possession since then? P.J. Fleck, I know, has never beaten the Hawkeyes. And that is that little-known fact is not lost among Minnesota players, fans, or coaches.
nor Iowa. You can imagine Kirk Ferentz and his staff reminding, the Iowa team that Iowa has won the last five meetings and kind of dominated in recent years. You don't want to be the group that loses to Minnesota, do you? I think that may be a message that was delivered this week.
Do you miss Iowa-Minnesota being the last game of the year?
Yeah, in a way. It's been long enough that, you know, I don't think about it a whole lot. I kind of got used to Iowa-Nebraska being the last game of the regular season, that on Black Friday. But Minnesota, Iowa-Minnesota, the last game of the year was always very enjoyable. And even if neither team was very good, it always had, some elements that – what happened to all the Iowa-Minnesota jokes, by the way? You remember back
– The internet was invented.
They flew around like birds. The Iowa-Minnesota – maybe they're just too old. I haven't heard any new ones lately.
No. They're just – I think the internet age has kind of taken away from the Iowa-Minnesota joke rivalry going back – and forth, and I do miss it being. I kind of miss it being the last game of the year. For years, Minnesota did not have some great football campaigns, but you can bet your bottom dollar. And I still remember my grandfather telling me this: "Hey, don't get too out of hand, because Minnesota's bowl game is Iowa every single year." In that last game, I still remember Ricky Foggy running all over Iowa. I remember Tony Dungy having good games against Iowa when he was a Minnesota Golden Gopher. So I'm getting old, man.
Yeah, I remember a kid from Cedar Rapids, Washington, Dave Puck.
Yep.
In the backfield for Minnesota. He was a very, very good player.
He was.
How's he related to AJ?
You're putting me on the spot, man.
I forgot you just know mascots inside and out. Okay.
Thank you. I don't know family lineage as well.
Okay.
Maybe somebody can help us. 319-366-1600. David and Hudson says 34-17 Iowa. And 86-99 also reminding us about these two coaching staffs. Parents, not a Fleck fan to boot. Is that Brian or Kirk? I know Brian is not certainly the case. In fact, as in good rivalries, these two staffs, they don't do a lot of fishing in the off season or golf playing or anything like that.
No, they don't. And this has been such a colorful series too. Everyone remembers the goalpost being torn down at the Metrodome and carried out, or at least attempted to be carried out of the Metrodome by Iowa fans. And there was a certain relationship cultivated in a bathroom up there and in the Metrodome at one time. And let's see.
We had Gus and Sid going at coming to blows once.
Had to get between them once. And my friend Joe dressing up in a gorilla suit. Was that the Iowa Minnesota game?
That was the goalpost game, I believe.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, very colorful series.
Yeah, now we got the Minnesota Iowa jokes coming on the text line. So
good. I want to hear some new ones.
This is not a new one. This is an old one. They both, Kyle and 0715 both had the same joke, and it's not a new one. So. And then there was we're not going to go into it because we don't want to make one side angrier than the other side at this point.
Oh, there used to be the cheerleader jokes.
Yes.
And, all kinds of different ones. And
why does Iowa have AstroTurf? things like that. And, if you haven't heard them, look them up. We're just going to. In this age of 2020, I think it's best that we just leave the jokes and go.
Well, I'd be curious from listeners, too, not only submitting jokes, but, and we've kind of been down this road before, but where does this rivalry stand among Big Ten schools? Leave Iowa State out of it. Is it Minnesota? Is it Wisconsin? Iowa-Michigan State had some great games over the years. Is it Northwestern? You know, who do you consider your chief rival in the Big Ten?
Yeah, 319-366-1600. 9157 helping us out. They believe Dave is AJ's dad, and I think that is correct. But I am not going to put all my hard-earned cash on it. But I think that is the case. I think that is the case.
Of course, Dave's brother, JJ, was a linebacker at Iowa as well. So a lot of history in this game.
True. 0715 reminding us they hate Iowa. Are we going to hear the chant tonight?
Go ahead.
With hardly any people at the game this evening. Are we going to hear the "Who hates Iowa" chant? We hate Iowa chant. Are we going to hear that tonight? I don't know if the parents are going to be able to muster that one up, but maybe they will. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll probably be able to hear it.
Yes, we will. We'll be able to hear it, especially with the Fox microphones, which kind of overpower the announcers most of the time. So we'll see. All right, 3:40. We'll come back. We'll talk more Iowa, Minnesota. Get your score predictions as well when we return after this. Talk about the rest of the college football weekend as well. This is the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Hey guys, it's fall spruce up time.
Hi, I'm Drew, division president at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com.
Hey guys, it's fall spruce-up time, and Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim. Like Rust-Oleum Ultra Cover Spray Paint for just $2.99 a can. Or a handy wet-dry vac, only $24.99.
You know it, Hal. And a 50-piece cordless drill set is sale-priced at $49.99.
For keeping things looking good at your place, you know where to go. Right, audience?
Yeah!
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3:44, back on the Gym Class in KGYM. We'll get you updated on what's happening at the Masters one more time before we set sail here today. As we talk Iowa and Minnesota, a little bit more than 2 hours away from kickoff up in Minneapolis. Scott and Mark with you, buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mike Colas will join us on Monday. He is up in Minneapolis right now, and we will talk about the game. Iowa State off this weekend. Cyclones with a bye. Iowa State will take on Kansas State and Farmageddon coming up next week. And that will be a 3 o'clock start. We'll have the pregame at 1 o'clock a week from Saturday. Masters coverage tomorrow right here on 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM for you. And consult KGYMRadio.com for the weekend sports schedule. Text line. Go ahead, Mark.
A little bit of college news just coming out in the Pac-12. California is going to play UCLA Sunday morning in the Brunch Bowl. No, it's not the Brunch Bowl, but Cal and UCLA, both of those opponents had COVID issues. In fact, Utah was supposed to play UCLA tonight, but now Cal and UCLA have gotten together. They're going to play Sunday.
Interesting. In the morning. USC had a 9 o'clock local time game last weekend and took about 3.5 quarters to get out of their slumber and come away with the victory over Arizona State as far as that game. Sorry, Jared Ahrens is concerned if you're listening. 0715, again, I have already received the We Hate Iowa cheer from my Minnesota friends. Who hates Iowa? We hate Iowa. David says they hate Iowa because we keep winning. There you go.
By the way, we were talking about Dave Puck, the former Cedar Rapidian who played at Minnesota. I confirm that Dave is A.J. Puck's father, A.J., the Oakland Athletics pitcher, who's had a few injury problems, but still a promising career, hopefully.
College football weekend, no Iowa State. Iowa playing tonight. Going to be strange to not have either the Cyclones or the Hawks play on a Saturday. But there are some good games and intriguing games because of certain aspects of them. And I believe chief among them is the big noon game tomorrow on Fox or FS1 as it is. But it'll be winless Penn State at winless Nebraska coming up in Lincoln. Somebody has got to win this football game tomorrow, Mark.
And someone will win. I'm not sure which way I'd go on that. Penn State really reeling after last week's loss, and actually 3 losses in a row. Nebraska, you got to feel hungry to who's going to be the Nebraska quarterback? Is Martinez on the shelf now in favor of McCaffrey? That'll be interesting to see how Scott Frost plays that out.
Also in the Big Ten, number 10, Indiana is on the road in East Lansing. Can Michigan State do the double bounce back after getting blown out by Iowa? Can they come back and try to take down the Indiana Hoosiers? That will be an ABC game tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock. Rutgers is at home, a touchdown favorite against Illinois tomorrow, and also, of course, in the Big Ten Conference. Notre Dame has to go on the road to Boston College, a 5-3 BC team that seemingly has always played Notre Dame very, very well over the years. And this one on Chestnut Hill, and we'll see. We'll see the two parochial institutions getting together tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I would expect BC to give Notre Dame a decent game, especially after Notre Dame knocked off Clemson last Saturday night and still maybe trying to come down from the high of that game. And I don't know what the spread is in that game, but I might take the points.
It is...
got to be double digits, isn't it?
11.5.
Okay.
Notre Dame's an 11.5 point favorite. This game is not getting enough love as far as I'm concerned nationally. Not nearly as much. But the BTN tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we'll have Northwestern at 3-0 at Purdue at 2-0 coming up tomorrow with a lot on the line as far as the Big Ten West is concerned.
If you're an Iowa fan, who are you rooting for in that game? You know, I don't know.
Well,
neither team has absorbed a loss in the Big Ten, right?
You first have to win tonight if you're an Iowa fan, because it's a moot point. If you're an Iowa fan and you do not beat Minnesota tonight, then it's pretty much Katie bar the door for the season. Well, not for the season. I should not say that. For any resemblance of a chance to get to Indianapolis. Not that it's out the door already. Then tomorrow night, ABC national game at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers, who have not played in several weeks, will go on the road to Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. How much rust will be on Wisconsin? How much can they knock off right away and get going? And what about Jim Harbaugh if he faces the prospect of going 1-3 to start off his season?
If he continues to go with man-to-man pass defense with those smallish defensive backs, it's going to be a very long season for Michigan. Michigan is just not very talented in the defensive backfield, among other places. And, you know, I think the alarm sounded when Michigan State went into Ann Arbor and beat Michigan, and then Michigan State gets clobbered by Iowa the next week. All kinds of bells and whistles going off in about the Michigan program the last couple weeks. So, yeah, how much rust for Wisconsin? Can Michigan bounce back, and how good are they really?
Only two games in the Big 12 tomorrow. One of them with a little bit of a gleam to it, and that is TCU at West Virginia. It's an elimination game for the possibilities of the Big 12 championship, because West Virginia and TCU, both 3-3 right now as far as the conference is concerned. Of course, Iowa State at 5-1 going into the weekend, Okie State at 4-1. Oklahoma, K-State, Texas all at 4-2 right now. And Farmageddon next week is really, really big for both K-State and Iowa State in Ames.
It is indeed. Let me insert a traffic update here. This is from the Cedar Rapids Police Department. I-380 northbound between Wright Brothers Boulevard Southwest and 76th Avenue Southwest. There are two accidents involving four vehicles. No one is injured, but the roadway is blocked. Traffic, it is barely moving and backed up past the rest area. Excuse me. So use an alternate route if possible. That's from the Cedar Rapids Police Department.
That is northbound 380?
Yes.
Northbound 380, okay, between down in the Prairie area.
Correct.
Down by Eastern Iowa Airport and Cedar Rapids Prairie High School. So keep that in mind. Thank you for the traffic update to the CRPD. 4702 says, go Michigan. Joel in Muscatine. Joel says, BC wins, not just cover it. Book it.
Uh-huh.
Go Golden Eagles. And then, of course, and he has Jesuits for the win. Joel, I'm not going to we'll leave that alone, but he likes BC. I love 11.5. I love the hook in that game.
Joel, very learned. We'll see. We'll revisit that on Monday. And I don't know if Joel's a gambling man, but put your money where your mouth is, Joel. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. Of course, Iowa taking on Minnesota tonight. We'll have our score prediction coming up here in a moment. Reminder, Kirk Ferentz will meet the media on Tuesday. And a reminder that you can hear Coach's Cuts with Kirk Ferentz each Tuesday throughout the season. And on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, it is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, online at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. So that'll be coming up on Tuesday. All right, Mark, Iowa, Minnesota. We've been talking about Michigan so much. Iowa and Minnesota tonight for Floyd of Rosedale. What do you see in your crystal ball?
Although it hasn't been clear much of the season, my crystal ball, that is, I think I'm pretty comfortable with the 31-20 Iowa victory. I expect Minnesota to move the ball somewhat, score some points. But I think Iowa, unless I totally miss my guess, should be able to put a pretty good offense on the field against this very leaky Minnesota defense.
I'm with you. I think the Minnesota defense is the weak spot for the Gophers, and I think Iowa is going to take advantage of it. I think we're going to see points scored in this ball game tonight. And I am going to go with, and I keep in mind, I'm 0-3 on Hawkeye predictions so far this year. So you may want to run in the other direction. Iowa 34, Minnesota 28.
Iowa favored by about a field goal, the last I looked anyway. So we're both expecting Iowa to cover and win.
And win. So we'll see how that plays out coming up on Monday. Mike Halas will join us at that time. More Hawkeye impromptu pregame coming up with Todd and Alex between 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. And Masters coverage coming up tomorrow. It is dusk in Augusta, Mark, but they are still on the golf course right now, and they'll get a few more holes in, I think, before the siren will sound.
Yeah, the sun sets in about a half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour in Augusta. And as we mentioned, not everybody is going to finish. Zach Johnson has finished 100 par 71 today. He's really straddling the cut line right now, tied for 49th in the top 50 in ties, make the weekend. So he'll know tomorrow morning whether he gets continue into the weekend.
True. Right now, still four-way tie for the lead. They're all done in the clubhouse. Abraham Anser, Cameron Smith, and the two Americans, Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, at the top of the leaderboard. On the course right now, CT Pan is at minus 7 through 13. John Rahm, Louis Oosthuizen, Paul Casey, all at minus 7. Hideki Matsuyama is at minus 6. He's 2 under for the day. Tiger is going up and down. He just birdied the par 5 eighth after bogeying the par 4 seventh, so he is at level for the day. Best round of the day, Rory McIlroy, 66 today. 6 under par, and it got him into the weekend. Do not give up on Rory yet, Mark.
No, he was my pick going in, and my dark horse, Patrick Cantlay, right up there as well. So we'll see how it all pans out on the weekend.
Rahm was my pick.
And he's there too.
He's still there. But tell you what, it's a normal Augusta. You've got a lot of folks. You've got right now, you've got 13 golfers within two shots of the lead. And you can pull that back to, 19 within four shots of one another at the top. So it's going to come down to the back nine. Where have you heard that before?
It always does. It's going to be quite the shootout, and I can't wait to watch it. Remember, it's going to be early. It's going to be early.
On Sunday, and we'll have it for you on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. All right, Mark, thanks. Good show. We will talk again at 3 o'clock on Monday.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. And stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. And we will have Masters coverage coming your way tomorrow. And that will be on 1600 AM along with 102.3 FM. And that will come your way tomorrow. And we will have that beginning, I believe, at 11 o'clock. Wisconsin at Michigan tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new.